a header is, it takes pretty good traction to pull the header. Or he's got a pretty good load on a pretty good traction. Because they make these two rows now, and they make a motor sufficient, a machine big enough you don't take them off and nothing like this. Listen, I bought it, I guess, 15, 18 years ago. You can use it, take it off, you pick it off, and use your tractor if you want to, but I took it off one time when I got back home, and I never would. They would take it off no more. I don't get too much trouble to put back on.
Yeah, right.
Of course, a combine, it's just a combine, that's all. You can't use nothing else. A combine beans, you combine anything you want to, as far as I'm concerned.
So what would be your most valuable useful piece of equipment, tractor?
No, combine is.
Combine?
Yeah. Oh, you could buy one of these big jobs, and it costs you more money. But as far as most valuable piece of equipment, it'd be your combine or your cotton picker, which one you're in, the cotton picking or cotton raising or bean raising or what you want.
Is there, what all did you have to do? What kind of work do you have to do when you're raising cotton? Tell me about that.
Well, it's gotten to expensive. You had to prepare your land, and in other words, you fertilize it, and you pre-merge it.
Do what to?
Pre-merge it. I would spray it for chemical, for grass and weeds and stuff. Then when you got the cotton up, you had to spray your cotton for a thrift. First thing you had to do. And then later on, you had to spray it for your boll weevil.
Thrift, some kind of disease?
No, thrift is an insect that eat up your, suck your little young cotton to death. They, later years, they've got triple treated seed, and your seed take care of that now.
I don't think I've heard of that insect. That's a new one.
And well, it's always been trouble here.
Yeah.
And of course, your boll weevil is another problem you have.
You ever seen that statue of the boll weevil in Enterprise?
Yeah.
That's an odd looking thing.
Yeah. He's cost the South $1 million. That boll weevil had.
Well, you know, I guess it was kind of valuable in a way. Since you got you away from cotton as your only staple crop,
well,
a little bit more diversified.
Yeah. Well, now what your cotton is, you got what you used to. You could sell nearly any kind of cotton you picked, and now you've got a mic's got to be up as much as four. You can't. They won't buy it even. You grade you. We ain't got no gins around here. Hardly. We got one above balls. I guess it might could gin it and give you a decent mic. But that's kind of come. Ain't no gin in Tupelo. That gin got where the other word you couldn't turn out a mic on cotton.
You say a mic?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's your fiber in your cotton. They call it a mic. And it's got to be a certain mic before any of these cotton mills are back.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about?
Grade or quality, something
it's
like that.
It's quality.
Yeah.
It's the other way you can get quite a good grade cotton. The other way used to, if you had inch and sixteenths, have a good cotton. But now you got to have a mic up to four or better. Well, you ain't got no gin to take you out of it like that. So it gets more complicated. You can count 70, 80 cents a pound by the time you do all of what you...